And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls wrestling coach Alana Vetterick as we take a look ahead at the 2024-2025 season. Coach, how have things been looking so far at practice, and how's your team look on the mats?
They're looking really good this year. This is year three, so it's nice to have some of the girls that have been in the room for a couple of years to kind of help the other girls, and especially having the middle school girls practice with us and come up in high school and know the expectations. So that has been really good for the program, and our middle school has wrestled really strong these past couple of meets, and I believe that our high school will follow suit tomorrow.
Yeah, you open things up at the Urbandale Invite on Saturday. Who are some of the teams that are going to be there, and you know, how good a quality will that be to get the season started?
I know that there's going to be quite a few teams that are going to be there. Like we said, it's at Urbandale, and I know Des Moines Public Schools will be there, and there's a few other schools that I saw. So it'll be a good competition for the first one for us to kind of get that under our belt and see where we're at, especially for the people that are around us.
Well, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the roster. How many girls do you have out in high school, and who are some of the top girls back this year?
Yeah, in high school, we have 10 girls out this year. Some returning ones are Hannah Smith. She's wrestling at 120 this year. We have Maddie Frohley, who was our state qualifier last year, and she's wrestling at 105. And then we also have Katie Lidke, who's wrestling 170 again, and then we have Maddie Carroll, which will be at 135. But finally kind of got those little weights filled up, especially with some of our new eighth graders that came up. That'll be nice to have that filled all the way up to 135 and just have that little gap in the middle.
Well, with Maddie Frohley making the state tournament last year as a freshman, what does she bring back to the table as a leader for the rest of the team, and to, you know, to show them that, yeah, it can be done getting to that state meet?
Yeah, I think she teaches them like the work ethic and really buying into the program and buying into what we say as coaches, and shows the girls that if you do that, then you can achieve the goals that you do set.
And Maddie was your leader in wins last year. Katie Lidke, who's been with the program a couple of years, enters her junior year. She was your leader in pins, I believe. What is she looking to do this year?
Yeah, Katie has stepped up, and she's been a really great leader this year. You know, it's been kind of hard because she was young in the past years, but now she's a junior, and she really has a feel of how to be a leader in the room. And I see her stepping up quite a bit, and I really appreciate that because it's nice to have one of their peers step up and be a leader instead of just having a coach trying to tell them what to do.
And so several meets here before the holiday break. What are you looking to get done in these early season meets? You know, mixing these girls that are experienced with some of the girls maybe not as experienced.
Yeah, so I've been really focusing on getting the girls to hone in on their style of wrestling. So I've been showing a lot of technique, a lot of different things, and encouraging them, if you like it, great. If you don't, let's use something else. So really trying to develop them as wrestlers in their technical aspect and getting them to know themselves as wrestlers and what they like on the mat.
And how's the schedule look this year? Are there some new meets on the schedule? Where are some of the places you're going to be going?
Yeah, schedule this year, there's a couple new ones. Like we said, we're going to Urbandale this year for our first tournament, which we haven't done before. And then we will be going to Ames after Thanksgiving. And we're still going to do our duel with the boys with DCG, which will be fun. And just a couple other things on the schedule. We have another duel that will be in Nevada, and yeah.
Tell me about some of the home meets that you have this year. I know there's one coming up next week for people that are interested in coming out and seeing the team.
Yeah, our home meet next week is an individual tournament, and it'll just be, it's just a handful of schools, so either it'll be four-man round robins or eight-man brackets with the wrestle back to third. And yeah, it's really fun to come and see the girls. They get a few matches that night, so you're not coming out for one match, but you're coming out for multiple, and it kind of makes the night more worth it.
Okay. And as you look down the road this season, what are some of the long-term goals and maybe some of the areas of improvement that you're looking for, as the program goes from year two into year three?
So this year's goals, I really want to get a couple more girls to the state tournament and hopefully a state placer. But just as wrestlers, I really want to start building their toolbox. That's a big goal of mine for them to start to get that click and put different moves together in different ways and be creative with wrestling, because that's when you really fall in love with the sport, is when you're just – when you just find that groove.
And a change this year, correct? Now two classes in girls wrestling?
Yes, that's correct.
And where does Norwalk fall into that? Is it like 1A and A?
So the two classes are 1A and 2A, and Norwalk is in 2A.
And how will that affect things come, regional tournament time? Will there be less girls that qualify for state from each regional, or how have they set that up?
Yes, so there will be less girls that qualify for regionals. There'll be eight different regions, and they take top two.
And where will the state tournament be this year?
And the state tournament will be back at the Extreme Arena. And hopefully now that we're split into two classes, there will be a little bit more room.
Okay. Again, talking with Norwalk girls wrestling coach Alana Vederick as the team gets ready for the season on Saturday, their opener at Urbandale. Anything else you want to add about the team or the upcoming season?
I think it's going to be a great season. Keep your eyes out for the girls, and I think they're really going to impress everyone this year.
All right. Thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.